Here's the scenario.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say it's you and me. Let's do you and me. Because remember how you used to take me to the dentist all the time?
Yes.
Okay. So this scenario happened between two friends, and they're having a huge argument over it. So I want to put you and I in the scenario, and you could tell me what you think should be done. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you used to take me to the dentist all the time because I don't have a driver's license. I don't drive a car. I have no way to get there otherwise except mm-hmm. for you, right? Let's say one of those days I was running really late, and we knew, because not only was it my dentist, it was also a client, that I could not be there late. And I was sitting there in the car saying, Anthony, we're running late. You got to step on it. You got to step on it. And I made you speed, and on our way there, we get pulled over
mm-hmm.
and you get a speeding ticket for $125.
Mm-hmm.
Who pays for that speeding ticket?
Well, see, speeding tickets aren't just the $125. That's the problem. So it's the $125. Then your insurance is going to go up threefold.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So my insurance, that ticket's probably going to cost me $2,500.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So if I say to you, go faster, do you say no?
This happened all the time because you always had appointments and you were always late. And you
always late.
Yeah. And you had no idea how long it takes to get somewhere. So if you have to be at the dentist at 2:30, you are ready by 2:25.
Right. Because to me, everything is 10 minutes away.
but that still makes you late. That still makes you 5 minutes late if it was only 10 minutes away, but it wasn't. In Babylon, you hit every red light, which takes even longer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this happened all the time. So if I get pulled over and get a ticket, yes, you're paying.
I'm paying the whole ticket or I'm paying half the ticket?
No, you're paying the whole ticket because I'm your Uber. I am driving you around. You made me speed. You're paying.
But what if I offer just to pay for the speeding ticket? Your insurance is your insurance. Maybe I say you've got terrible insurance. You should have one of those no-fault insurances.
That's not how it works when you have a car. Your insurance is going to go up, and you're going to have to pay for it. So it's 3 years of your insurance going up because of that one ticket.
I mean, if I told you to jump off the bridge, would you jump off a bridge? No. Just because I say speed doesn't mean you got to speed. You should know better. I'm the idiot without a car. You shouldn't be listening to me.
It's a client that we have to get to, and you're going to make me late. Being late drives me insane.
Uh-huh. But you've chosen to speed.
You're paying.
No, I'll pay half.
If you're going to pay half, you're never going to get a ride ever again. You better go straight Uber from now on because I ain't driving you anymore.
Okay, so that's the bigger issue, that now I don't get to come in your car anymore. So it's like either pay the $2,500 if I ever want to ride again.
Right.
Or refuse to pay and say that your insurance sucks. That's not my fault. And then you'll never give me a ride again.
Yeah, all insurance sucks. That's the problem. It's just not one type of insurance company that goes up. All insurance companies go up. So
don't you see those cute commercials with the guy and he's spinning
that's
a sign
accidents,
and another one? And they're
that's accident forgiveness, not ticket forgiveness.
Why wouldn't they forgive a ticket? They'll forgive an accident, but not a ticket? That sounds so stupid.
No, you get pulled over for speeding, and you're going over a certain amount, you're going to get reckless driving, which makes your insurance go, which your insurance company could drop you for that.
What if you don't take the ticket?
It doesn't matter.
Like they hand it to you. Nope. Put your hands in your pockets. Nope, not taking it.
It don't matter. They'll rip it off and they'll try to throw it in your car if you don't take it.
Rolling up the window. Yeah,
that's when they open up the car door because they broke the window. They take you out and they tase you. Because you're not taking the ticket. No, you have to take the ticket. They'll send it to your house. There's that thing on your back bumper that looks like a license plate. They know who you are. So they're going to send that to your house. So you kind of have to take the ticket. You got to play along with them.
Okay, so if they rolled down the window and went to tase you, would you say you tase her too? You got to give me half the tase and her half the tase because this was her fault. So she gets tased also?
I would explain that to him. I would be, you talk to her. Because the minute you talk to her, you will not give me a ticket because you understand what it's like.
You will not stop tasing her once you talk to her.
You'll call for backup and then you'll start tasing her because
you'll all stand around tasing her once.
When one guy,
because they won't be tasing me.
When one guy's taser goes out, the other guy can jump in and taser. Yeah,
right. Her mouth, tag taser.
Yeah, her mouth does not stop.
Taser tag.
That's the worst. When you get pulled over and there's somebody in the passenger seat and they won't shut up. I've had that before. I was like, your friend's in the passenger seat. She's like, dude, shut up. You don't understand.
Officer, do you know who we are? Officer, how dare you? You come back here.
I will tase you.
Officer, can I have your taser? I'd like to tase her, please.
Yeah, can I just hold it just for 1 minute? Trust me, it will be worth it. And you're the type of person, you get tased, that just pisses you off more.
Exactly. It makes me madder. I become like the Hulk. You don't want me when I'm mad.